KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, Red Oak police last night arrested a woman for felony possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Authorities say 57-year-old Mary Helen Adams of Red Oak was arrested in the 400 block of North 3rd Street at around 11:30 p.m. Sunday. Adams was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $10,000. One person was arrested following a traffic stop Sunday morning in Red Oak. Red Oak police say 28-year-old Jack Edward O'Brien of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 4:30 a.m. for OWI first offense. O'Brien was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond said yesterday one person was killed during a collision late Saturday night between a train and a vehicle in Villisca. Authorities received a call from Burlington Northern Santa Fe train dispatch at around 11:24 p.m. Saturday that a train versus vehicle accident had occurred in the area of a train crossing on 7th Avenue in Villisca. Villisca Fire and Rescue and Montgomery County Sheriff's officials arrived on the scene and found a single vehicle had been struck by a train east of the 7th Avenue crossing in Villisca. The driver of the vehicle, 26-year-old Bradley Lee Dumbler of Villisca, was dead at the scene. No other injuries were reported. An investigation determined the vehicle was stopped in the middle of the crossing between the rail arms prior to being hit by the eastbound train. All railway markers, lights, and stop arms were in working order and inspected after the accident, and they continue to show that they were working properly. Villisca Fire and Rescue, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County Emergency Management, and Burlington Northern and Santa Fe officials assisted at the scene. A semi driver plowed his rig through a used car lot in northwest Iowa over the weekend. Dennis Morris reports from Lamar's.
The accident happened in Merrill at about 2:20 a.m. Saturday. Authorities say that the semi truck was southbound on U.S. Highway 75 and missed the curve coming into Merrill. Police believe that the truck driver may have fallen asleep. 16 vehicles on the Liberty used auto sales lot were damaged. Many were totaled. Police say that the semi pushed a couple of cars into the sales office and the building was damaged also. A truck driver was not injured. He's from Minnesota, but authorities have not released his name. There's no estimate yet of the damage at the used car lot.
In eastern Iowa news, authorities say two people were killed when their motorcycles collided with a sport utility vehicle in Scott County. The crashes were reported to have occurred a little after 10:20 p.m. Sunday on the west side of LeClaire on U.S. Highway 67. The Scott County Sheriff's Office said the SUV crossed into oncoming traffic and hit the two motorcycles. They were struck by a third motorcycle traveling close behind. The drivers of the first two motorcycles were killed instantly. The third motorcycle driver was treated at the scene, and the SUV driver was taken to a hospital for treatment of injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. The names of those involved have not yet been released. Authorities say a 20-year-old man pulled from the Iowa River was a student from the University of Northern Iowa. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said Nathan Tweet's body was pulled from the river in Iowa City Saturday evening. Investigators were trying to determine what led to Tweet's death. Rescuers were called to the river at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Officials found Tweet's body after about an hour of searching. The search for the next president of the University of Northern Iowa will run through the end of this year. Board of Regents President Pro Tem Katie Mulholland of Marion gave an update on the search process during the board's recent meeting in Iowa City.
Our next important date will be October 26th. When the committee selects the candidates that will be interviewed for the off-site interviews. So we will have a busy month and a half taking a look at the applications and the resumes and CVs that come in.
The off-site interviews of the search committee will take place November 11th and 12th.
As a result of those, the committee will recommend for the Board of Regents to interview 3 to 4 candidates. But before the Board of Regents interviews them, they will make a campus visit. Each candidate will come for a day-long campus visit, which will also include a presentation to the university community.
The search committee will meet with the Board of Regents on December 5th to talk about the candidates, and then the board members will interview the candidates on December the 6th.
We're looking forward to having a great pool of candidates. One thing that I have said through the process and getting all the feedback is every piece of feedback that we have gotten will be given to the next president.
The Board of Regents was criticized for not getting enough input from faculty, staff, and others on campus during the search for the new University of Iowa president. Mulholland addressed those concerns for this search.
We'll stay tuned. We'll keep the campus involved. We as Regents are always open to feedback, even though we need to meet certain deadlines. So I'm excited about that process.
The Regents are looking to replace Bill Rudd, who left the Cedar Falls campus in July to become the new president of Marietta College in Ohio. In the funeral report, M. LaVon Fancher, age 93, of Stanton and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Stanton Care Center. Funeral services for LaVon Fancher will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.